Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jim Ryan joining us live now on the line. Jim, you're on a story that we've been talking about a little bit in the past, and I got turned on to this just because I like the term juice jackers. What's a juice jacker?
Well, it's a pretty ominous term, and it's a pretty ominous activity. And it shows, I think, just how much people really don't know about the devices they're carrying around with them. Your smartphone, your tablet, you're in an airport, for example, or in a hotel, and you need to charge that thing up. So you plug it into the USB port that's offered there as a courtesy, a nice free power source for a little while to put some juice in your machine. Well, unfortunately, Brian, in a lot of cases, thieves have sneaked into that power station or that USB charging station. They have loaded in malware, which, once you plug into the source there, into the USB, suddenly you're exposing your device to that malware. It can shut it down. It can lock the device. It can steal information from it. It can monitor that device, following you around in real time. So juice jacking is a real thing. It sounds almost like an urban legend, but it turns out, that it's a real thing. The Los Angeles County District Attorney, for example, is looking into this, says it's a real problem, Ryan.
Yeah, a real problem because those charging stations are popping up everywhere. You can't go in anywhere without seeing some sort of charging location being offered at all. I mean, what can people do to protect themselves if they have to plug into one of those?
Well, in a lot of cases, as you know, right next to the USB charging port may be a regular standard power plug. So you need to make sure that you're taking your standard outlet power plug in and plugging in that way into the power source, into the 120 instead of into the USB, so that you're charging up your device that way. Pick up a portable charger, like a Mophie is what they're called. There are those all over the place, but be careful where you buy that thing, because it could also be loaded with potentially some malware. There's something called a USB condom, which is a no data transfer USB cable. Okay, so it's a USB cable, which if you plug into a USB power source, only has the pins that will charge your device. They don't have the data transfer pins. So in other words, it's not going to allow data to be transferred from the power source into your phone or from the phone into the potential malware source.
Yeah, I've heard of that before, the USB condom, and you can get one of those. They're only like $5. The only thing you have to keep in mind, though, is if you're plugging into, your own personal car or one of the your personal computer somewhere, you want to transfer data, you can't use it really there.
Right, exactly. For that, you need to have that other one. So clearly mark those two. One is the one with the transfer pins. The other one is the one without. The one without, of course, is the USB condom, which is going to protect your device from malware infection.
Yeah, I want everybody to practice safe charging. That's Jim Ryan joining us live. Jim, on juice jacking happening at airports and every charging station near you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.